Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history as we dive deep into November 19th in this sports break with the great events in sports history that happened on this date, the athletes that performed them, and the uniform numbers that they wore, if they wore them at that time, and we can find the numbers. We have a couple of those coming up. But before we talk about that, let's make sure that you know that we are on social media. We are really active on Twitter. Our handle on Twitter is at Pigskin Dispatch. Love to have your follow on there. And you can see what's going on, what we're tweeting about each day, and sort of a pattern of events that's happened a lot of on this day. Some of the greatest games, celebrating some sports heroes from yesteryear. Love to have you follow us at Pigskin Dispatch on Twitter. Now, those uniform numbers that we're talking about for November 19th are 39, 16, 45, 8, 46, 17, 20, and 24, 8, 15, and 23. November 19th, 1932, and Joe Kershawla, a player from the University of Mount Union, ended up scoring 71 points in a college football game. Back then, Mount Union was called the West Liberties Teachers Union, and they ran wild on the gridiron against Cedarville College of Ohio. The final score, with the 11 touchdowns scored, was 137-0. Now, they were, a big shutout, big offensive scoring, but that winning team had 20 touchdowns, with Kershawla 11 of them, which he carried them over the goal line. He was a halfback, and he also kicked 5 extra points to make that round number of 71 for such a spectacular day for one individual. Not so good for Cedarville College, but very good for the Teachers College with Joe Kershawla on their team. Now, we did not get a number of Joe Kershawla back in then. We're not even sure he wore a number, but needless to say, we got to mention that because that's spectacular. November 19th, 1951, Roy Campanella, number 39 of the Brooklyn Dodgers, was named the National League Most Valuable Player on his 30th birthday. So quite a birthday present there for Mr. Campanella. November 19th, 1961, the Houston Oilers quarterback, number 16, George Blanda, passed for 7 touchdowns on a 49-13 rout of the New York Titans at Jefferson Stadium in Houston. Okay, a lot of different names were thrown out there. Houston Oilers, of course, that was the Tennessee Titans' original name. And this is 1961, so this is the American Football League, AFL, before the merger. And they played the New York Titans, who ended up becoming the New York Jets in Jefferson Stadium. Of course, that was the stadium they played at before the Astrodome and some of the more modern fields that they're playing on now in Houston. So great history there. And George Blanda, a former Chicago Bear that was sort of relegated to kicking, didn't like that so much, wanted to play quarterback, but Mr. Hallis over there did not want him playing quarterback. He had a pretty good quarterback there himself. And George Blanda retired and eventually made his way into the AFL and resurged his career doing the thing that he loved, throwing the football. November 19th, 1968, the New York Yankees pitcher Stan Bosson, number 45, won the American League Rookie of the Year honors for the season. And November 19th, 1975, Cincinnati Reds second baseman, number 8, Joe Morgan, great player, was named a National League Most Valuable Player for the season. November 19th, 1978, the miracle at the Meadowlands. Philadelphia Eagles player Herman Edwards, number 46, picked up a very timely for the Eagles and unfortunate fumble for the Giants to pick it up and take for a touchdown with 31 seconds left to give Philadelphia an unwarranted and unexpected 19-17 victory over the rival New York Giants. Why didn't they just take a knee? That's the question that everybody in New York was asking that day. November 19th, 1983, Yari Curry, the Edmonton Oilers forward number 17, became the first and the only Finnish player to score 5 goals in an NHL game. Quite an accomplishment and quite a player in Yari Curry. November 19th, 1984, New York Mets number 16, Dwight Gooden, at the age of 20 years old, became the youngest to be named the National League Rookie of the Year. Fine season he had there with pitching the ball. November 19th, 1986, Philadelphia Phillies third baseman number 20, Mike Schmidt, won the National League Most Valuable Player. November 19th, 1990, Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder number 24, Barry Bonds, yes, he once was a Pirate, won the National League Most Valuable Player. November 19th, 1991, Baltimore Orioles shortstop number 8, Cal Ripken, the Iron Man, won his second American League Most Valuable Player that year. November 19th, 2018, the Los Angeles Rams defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 54-51 at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. It was the third highest scoring game in NFL history, the first time the two teams scored 50 points in the same game as opponents. Number 15, Patrick Mahomes had 6 touchdown passes for KC, the most in Monday Night Football history. And don't forget, this was Patrick Mahomes' second season. He was still learning the game. November 19th, 2019, LeBron James, talk about great players, number 23, registered 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists as the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 112-107. James became the first player in NBA history to record a triple-double against all 30 franchises with that big win in that scoring spree against Oklahoma. November 19th, 2021, Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Indians formally changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians. It was official. That's when it happened, November 19th, 2021. And that is your sports history for this November 19th, your sports break, as we talk about sports history each and every day and how it affects the uniforms and maybe the uniform numbers. We love to have you coming and joining us each and every day. We'd love to have your presence here. And we also love your feedback. You can email us, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Let us know what you're thinking. We'd be sure to answer each and every email personally that's sent to us. Also, join our newsletter. Very easy to do. Go to the show notes of this podcast. You get a newsletter each and every day, 6:30 a.m., knowing everything that's going on from the Pigpen Sports. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.